Hello, everyone. My name is Sibelle Knowles. I'm the coordinator of the Poetry Center's Reading and Lecture Series. And tonight, the Poetry Center and the Department of East Asian Studies present poet, editor, and translator Jeffrey Yang giving a talk entitled Lost Illusions on Poetry, Translation, and Literary Publishing. I'm very excited about tonight's event, and I have a few more things than usual to say about it, so I'm going to just get a few announcements out of the way first. I want to let you know that we have Jeffrey's books for sale, 20% off the cover price over there. We've got books that he's edited, as well as books that he's authored, and Poetry Center docents Elaine and Jesse will be very happy to sell you books, and Jeffrey will be happy to sign books after the talk is over. And we also have surveys, again, surveys. Your feedback helps us very much in planning our reading series and helps us win the grants that allow us to present events free of charge. So after the reading, if you would like to fill out a survey, you can get one from Poetry Center volunteer Andrea over there. And we have a survey incentive tonight. If you turn in a completed survey to Andrea, she will give you a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, a big one. Okay, and my last announcements, but important ones, I want to tell you about some upcoming events. So tomorrow night, of course, here in this room at 7, we have our annual Next Word in Poetry reading, featuring Jeffrey reading from his work, and also Tucson's own Catherine Larson. So that's tomorrow. That'll be a wonderful reading. Encourage you all to come back for that. And also, if you haven't purchased tickets yet for Love Notes, I also encourage you to do that. Love Notes is a Valentine's Day inspired performance of music, dance, and poetry, and will be presented at the Stevie Eller Theater on main campus. It's happening during the week of Valentine's Day. I know that there are still lots of tickets available for Friday night, and I'm calling it the Thinking and Feeling Person's Valentine's Day Date. It will include Richard Sykin reading a litany in which certain things are crossed out, to piano music composed just for the occasion, and I'm really excited about that. And if you have any questions about Love Notes, ask me. Okay, so now I want to tell you a little bit about how tonight's event came to be. When Jeffrey's first book of poems, An Aquarium, was published in 2008 by Grey Wolf Press, we immediately took notice, and basically we've been wanting to bring him to the Poetry Center to read since then. The release of his second book of poems, Vanishing Line, was the perfect occasion for that invitation. Then we learned that Jeffrey had worked for many years as a poetry editor, still does, at New Directions, and we thought, wow, how cool would it be to work at the publishing house that first published Marianne Moore, Wallace Stevens, Pound, and William Carlos Williams, and Gary Snyder's Turtle Island, and more, and also a publishing house that has always been a leader in publishing works in translation, from Neruda to Bolaño. And then we got to learn more about Jeffrey's projects at New Directions. For example, a beautiful anthology entitled Birds, Beasts, and Seas, Anthology of Nature Poems, gathered from New Directions titles. We also learned that Jeffrey acquired and edited Thomas Tranströmer's collection of complete poems, keeping in mind that Tranströmer just won a Nobel Prize in Literature. And so that all provided the answer to our question, how cool is it to work at New Directions? The answer is, in Jeffrey's case, extremely cool. And then the straw that really broke the camel's back was learning that Jeffrey is a translator of poetry, and that in addition to co-editing a lovely book of international poetry and translation, and we have a few copies over there tonight, he is a translator of a forthcoming book of poems by Liu Xiaobo, who is a foremost symbol of the struggle for human rights in China, leading activist during the Tiananmen Square protests of June 4th, 1989, currently incarcerated as a political prisoner in China. The collection that Jeffrey has translated of Liu Xiaobo's work is entitled June 4th Elegies. It will be published by Grey Wolf this April and presents the poems written across 20 years and in this bilingual volume, Liu Xiaobo's poetry is for the first time published in both English and the Chinese original. So Jeffrey is a poet and an editor and a translator. He does a lot of important, wonderful work, and he does it exceptionally well. And we thought that we'd like to hear more about how he does it all and some of the things he's learned along the way. So I thank Jeffrey very much for taking time out of his busy schedule to visit us. And I thank Phil Gabriel and the Department of East Asian Studies for co-sponsoring this talk. And please help me welcome Jeffrey to Tucson.